Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hindi Mendelowitz. Today we'll be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Kuf Chaf Gimel. That's chapter 123. We're steadily climbing through the Ma'alot, through the steps, as we've said before, the 15 prakim connecting heaven and earth. And the Perek today is one of pain, of the Jew in exile, scorned, insulted, very much despised by the nations around it, and the way in which the Jews from this place look up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the understanding that Elecha Nasasi Es Einai, it is only to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I can turn to for help. From this very desperate place comes a very trustful dependence on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we see Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. Shir HaMa'alos Elecha Nasasi Es Einai HaYoshvi Bashamayim. The Malbim points out a kind of Jew who prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his heart lifts up on high towards God. At the same time, his eyes are darting side to side to see if the help is coming from the boss, from the doctor, from the spouse, from the human, or perhaps the natural force from whom he thinks his help will come. So the heart is on high, but the eyes are very much still depending on someone or something close by in this world. It's that split place we as Jews often find ourselves. Yes, I trust, but better make sure that person comes through to say that God is great. Not I, says the Malbim. Elecha nasasi es einai. I lift my eyes only to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Heart towards you, eyes towards you. Hayoshvi bashamayim. You sit up on high, but your intimate involvement in the world is something I am so sure of. I'm not looking with my eyes to forces of this world. My heart, my eyes know and hope that the help will come in a way that points clearly towards you and doesn't fool me or confuse me in thinking that it's the people around me who are really the ones pulling me through. Hayoshvi bashamayim is an unusual language. We would find, expectedly, Hayoshev Bashamayim. That Yud at the end seems added and has to be telling us something if so. Firstly, Hayoshvi, the Yud often indicates something that is me or something that is mine, personal. As Rav Hirsch highlights, Hayoshvi Bashamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a very personal way, is enthroned and attentive to me. Personally, to the call, I'm not lost among the billions and trillions who inhabit this universe. But he's my God, and he's looking out for me. Further, Hayoshvi Bashamayim, as Izoha points out, the Yud in this word alludes to the Pintele Yid, to the spark of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own divine self, so to speak, that's buried deeply in the neshama of every single Jew. And, as Izoha explains, as a Jew davens desperately from the depths of his heart, attuned to that God who he knows is the source of all that he needs, that awakens that Pintel Yid inside of him, that awakens the spark of the divine, and it's that awakening that attracts HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be attentive to his tefillah. Pasuk Bet, verse 2. Hine, che'enei avadim el yad adonehim, ke'enei shivcha el yad gvetah, Ken einenu el Hashem Elokeinu ad sheyachaninu. This, at a pshat level, is describing how dependent, how helpless we are. Like a slave or a servant who lifts his eyes to his master. Like the eyes of a maidservant who has to turn to her mistress for help because there is no other source. As the Radak points out over here, when a master hits his eved, there's no one he can turn to for help except to the master himself and hope for rachamim. So too for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who placed us into galut. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who at times deals with us bidin, with events or circumstances that feel painful to us. There's no one else to turn to. As the Malbim said, you can't dart your eyes side to side and hope help will come. From the nations around us, from political forces, from diplomacy, from politicians or doctors or bus drivers. There is nobody else because all that happens to us is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the relationship between an Eved and his Adon. And if we suffer, the only one to whom we can turn is towards our Adon, is towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we plead, Pasuk Gimel, Chanenu Hashem Chanenu, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu favor us, not once, but twice, Ki Rav Savanuvuz, because we have suffered much, much, much contempt. And here, Chanenu Hashem Chanenu, says the Tehillot Hashem, twice do we ask Hashem to favor us, similar to the language that's used in the Haftorah after Tisha B'Av, of Nachamu Nachamu Ami, that double language of comfort us, the double language here of Chanenu, of favor us. And the understanding there and the understanding here is that we have suffered in a double portion. Our troubles have been doubled. And as such, the resultant comfort, the resultant favor should be overflowing, kefel kiflayim. Just as the pain was doubled, so too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may the comfort and may the favor be doubled. Pasuk Dalit, Rabat Sav'ala Nafshenu, Halag Hasha'ananim, Habuz Lig'eyonim. Our neshama, our soul, is full of the scorn of the Sha'ananim, those who are tranquil. The nations around us who seem untroubled, who seem drunk on their victories and on their success, they scorn us. They look down upon the Jewish people. Habu is the contempt of the Lig'e Yonim. The Radak explains this Milashon Ge'e, from those who are haughty. The nations around us are haughty, and they look down on these Jews who seem to be in a slave-like position, who seem to be this underdog people, and they scorn us, and they speak badly of us, and we feel that pain. Our souls are full of that, and proportional to the scorn, to the contempt that we suffer from these nations, proportionally to that do we turn to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because only from you will we find the help we need. And proportionally to the contempt that we feel, do we expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the comfort, for the chen, to pour down upon us. This is an understanding and approach to our perek, and it holds, and it is important, that desperate place from which we call. If we can, just go over this with one more dimension. Rev Hirsch speaks of the Jew who turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu ke'eved, like a slave, el yad adonehim, like avadim, excuse me, slaves, looking towards their master's hand, and the maidservant looking with the understanding we've had desperately from a place of having nowhere else to turn, from that very, very low place of desperation. Where others read desperation or helplessness, Rev Hirsch reads our calling, our glorious role as being people who were put into this world, we the Jewish people. We were placed here to labor on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are placed in this world to be Avdei Hashem, to work for Him. We are placed in this world to be the Shvachot, the one who finds joyous fulfillment in her task within the home. For both of these roles, as the Eved Hashem, as the Shivchat Hashem, we require a tremendous amount of resources. We need the spiritual fortitude, we need the skills, we need the objects, the wealth, the abilities to fulfill our calling, not as degraded slaves, but as those who are privileged to be the people in this world who serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in the understanding of Rev Hirsch, this is a perek not of the desperate, scorned underdog who's the slave, but the call of the one who understands his privilege to be the servant of the king, and his hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him the tools that he needs to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and fulfill this calling. And as Rav Hirsch says, we speak of the buz lig'eyonim, the scorn of the other nations. These other nations don't understand the values that drive us. They don't understand why we give our life's blood for this calling that is ours. But the more they scorn us, and the more they express their contempt, the more we dig down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to beg for him to activate the spiritual treasures that will allow us to fulfill our role. And the more we do, the more, as Rav Hirsch says, we are blissfully aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Yoshvi Bashamayim, with that Yud at the end, which indicates HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a close God, as a personal God, as a caring God, who's attuned to the call that comes from my Yud, my Pintla Yid, inside of myself. And the serenity that we can feel when we're secure in our role as an Eved Hashem, when we are secure that the thing we need most from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ability to fulfill the role for which we are put here. That brings a serenity that far, far compensates for any of the scorn, for any of the ridicule, for any of the bashing we experience from the other nations. We fill ourselves with our call to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us that which we need to be the best Avdei Hashem possible in this world. Thank you for studying Le'iloi Nishmot, Helen Moskovitz and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Sherita Pleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.